heard that the Boslett Hotel had the first TV set. Can you tell us about that?
Well, my dad had remembered the radio interest when, and I can recall that when I was in Westbury during the time that Lindbergh was flying across the Atlantic. And we had a radio, and everybody's listening to that. Well, everybody had radios in those days. And I remember listening to it, that it was still hadn't heard from him and so forth and so on. But he had noticed that everybody seemed to be interested in the news and so forth, and he felt that television would be a similar attraction. So he bought it as an attraction. And the only problem was that right after he got it, the war started, and there was almost nothing on the programs. And in fact, there wasn't very many programs on the TV until they commercialized it. There was no commercials on until about a year or so after the war, until about 1947, probably.
Did it attract a great deal of attention?
Oh, it did. Oh, it did at that time, yes. People used to come around, just they'd never seen it. The first television I saw was in the World's Fair in 1939, this was exactly the same as that. But they were so touchy. You didn't just turn it on and forget it. You had to keep adjusting it. You had to keep adjusting the or flip-flop, or you get interference and so forth. And it was very temperamental.
This would have been, what, about 1941 that this you had the first
yes,
TV in
Syosset? Yes, 41, yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes. And it was, well, I say, they put anything on the television then. And everybody, people would watch anything. Didn't make any difference what it was. They'd watch it. Boxing, of course, was a big sport. Baseball. There was some football, but not very much. Today, of course, I said football is a big thing.